10-storey tall building, almost a Scottish castle, with walls of just 4 inches thick instead of the usual 2 feet. It looks quite out of place in 19th century Glasgow. Curiously proto-modern, it was one of the first buildings in Glasgow to adopt the Hennebeek concrete-type construction system. It was built by the Salmond and Gillespie partnership, although John Gough Gillespie was the principal architect involved in this design. This tall, slender building, built in a tight space, just 34 feet by 44 feet, has a smooth white facade and a large expanse of windows. It is reminiscent of many of the post-First World War modernist buildings, but yet it was completed by only 1907. In many ways, Gillespie's vision was seen to be far ahead of his time. Built for a Glasgow lawyer, it was supposed to have artist studios at the top, legal chambers in the middle, and a basement and ground floor of shops and a printing work. Look up, you can see the studio windows taking full advantage of the northern light, and those extraordinary sculptures, also in reinforced concrete, represent Sheriff Guthrie to the left, looking north, and Judge Lord Scott Dixon to the right, looking south, both corbelled out from the building. But of course, pioneering design, as ever, brought its own problems. Poor insulation and thin concrete resulted in corrosion and decay. And after a series of emergency repairs, the building was declared unsafe in 1995. Encased in wire mesh since 2001, the Lion Chambers now looks like a strange urban sculpture, maybe worthy of a Turner Prize, and it has lain empty since 2010. Those lofty artist studios are now deep in pigeon guano. But nonetheless, there's hope. It would be a challenge, restoration on this scale, plus complex layers of ownership make it difficult to try and tease out who is responsible for restoration and renovation. The 4-acre Charitable Trust, FACT for short, is at the moment exploring options for restoring this building. That's good news, because FACT are responsible for highly regarded conservation projects in other parts of Glasgow. Other buildings they are involved with, for example, include the well-known Cottier Theatre, a conversion of an arts and crafts church in the west end of Glasgow. But of course, public funding and philanthropy are essential to the survival of buildings like these. With enough funding, the restoration of Lion Chambers could lift and link this oddly run-down middle section of Hope Street with its new development at either end of the street. As mentioned, John Gough Gillespie was in partnership with James Salmond II, and they built this building together, although Gillespie was really responsible for the ultimate design of it. Indeed, James Salmond's aesthetic seemed to be quite different from Gillespie's. Where Gillespie, as we see here, could design something of an almost proto-modernist design, James Salmond, Gillespie's partner, was more famous as a designer of almost pure Art Nouveau buildings. Indeed, Gorman Walker, the writer of the greatest Bible of Glasgow architecture, describes Salmond as much closer to continental Art Nouveau than Charles Rennie Mackintosh. Salmond had gone to Glasgow School of Art with Charles Rennie Mackintosh and was a friend of his. Let's look at a building by James Salmond, which is further down the road, to compare it with the Lion Chambers by his partner John Gough Gillespie.